I was very disappointed when I read the article that it was criticising not just me, but all public representatives who assist in procuring passports for individuals. And let me make it very clear, it's not jumping any queue. It's in the event of an emergency we do this. And that's the figure he has in relation to me when I write to his office. I'm not the problem. I did 1,300 through my office last year, both over the counter, where there's an additional €15. So that was almost 15,000 into the revenue. And I, from my Dunloe office, do online when individuals come in. But for him to suggest that all should do it online, he's assuming that every part of Donegal has a Wi-Fi connection. And we know only too well that's not the situation. People have to travel to Dublin. And on this very day, I'm making origin representations to assist those whose passports are in much longer than the prescribed time.
And that figure of 1,300, which you assisted in progressing their passports, shows that there is an issue with the passport application system in place.
I think it proves that there should be a passport office in the Northwest. Why should people from the Northwest have to travel to Dublin when we can do it for them? And of those 1,300, I'm getting no preferential treatment. I would suggest to the minister who's responsibility for foreign affairs that he should concentrate his energies on resolving the Brexit issue and to make representations on behalf of those in the border counties who will suffer, on behalf of the agriculture and the fishing sectors.